The next word is C. I see a beautiful bird in the sky. Я вижу красивую птицу в небе. Breakdown. Я. Я. I pronounced я вижу. Вижу. C pronounced вижу. This is the present tense of the verb видеть. Видеть. To see. Красивую. Красивую. Beautiful, pronounced красивую. This is the feminine accusative form of the adjective красивую. Краткое. Красивый. Beautiful. Птицу. Птицу. Bird, pronounced птицу. This is the feminine accusative form of the noun птица. Птица. Bird. Ве. In, pronounced, V-N-E-B-E-E. Небе. Sky, pronounced, небе. Key concepts. Accusative case, in Russian, nouns and adjectives change their form depending on their function in a sentence. The accusative case is used for direct objects. In this sentence, we are seeing the bird, so птицу. Птицу. Bird, is in the accusative case. Gender agreement, adjectives in Russian agree with the noun they modify in gender, number, and case. Since птица, птица. Bird, is feminine, the adjective красивую, краткое. Красивый. Beautiful, must also be feminine. The feminine accusative form of красивую, краткое. Красивый. Is красивую. Красивую. Variations of the word, see. Видеть. Видеть. To see, this is the infinitive form of the verb. Вижу. Вижу. I see, this is the present tense, first person singular form of the verb. Видели. Видели. They saw, this is the past tense, plural form of the verb. Translation. English. I see a beautiful bird in the sky. Russian. Я вижу красивую птицу в небе. The next word is accord. Hush hush. Соглашение. Было. Достигнуто. Соответствие. С международными нормами. Breakdown. Соглашение. Agreement, this is the noun in the sentence, and is in the nominative case, acting as the subject. Pronunciation. Соглашение. Было. Was, this is the past tense of the verb, to be, conjugated in the neuter gender, agreeing with the neuter noun SOGLASHINE. Pronunciation. Below. Достигнуто. Reached, this is the past participle of the verb, to reach, and is in the neuter gender, agreeing with the subject SOGLASHINE. Pronunciation. Достигнуто. In, this is a preposition indicating location. Pronunciation. V. Соответствие. Accordance, this is a noun in the prepositional case, governed by the preposition, where. Pronunciation. Соответствие. With, this is a preposition indicating association. Pronunciation. S. Международными. International, this is an adjective in the instrumental case, modifying the noun norme. Pronunciation. Mizhdanarodnymi. Normami. Norms, this is a noun in the instrumental case, governed by the preposition, s. Pronunciation. Normami. Translation. The agreement was reached in accordance with international norms. Key concepts. Gender agreement, Russian nouns have grammatical genders, masculine, feminine, neuter, and adjectives, and verbs must agree in gender. Cases. Russian nouns change form depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. Here we see the nominative, prepositional, and instrumental cases. Word order. Russian word order is more flexible than English, but the basic structure of subject-verb-object is maintained. Pronunciation tips. Stress. The stress in Russian is not always predictable, and needs to be learned. Vowels. Russian vowels are pronounced differently than English vowels. Consonants. Some Russian consonants are not found in English, and may require practice. Word and pronunciation. Accord. Соглашение. Соглашение. The next word is list. The word, list, can be translated into Russian in several ways, depending on the context. Here are a couple of examples. 1. List, as a noun. Список. Pronounced. Spies. Okay, this is the most common translation of list, as a noun. It refers to a written, or printed enumeration of items. Example. Я составил список покупок. Я составил список okay, покупок. This translates to, I made a list of groceries. Breakdown. Я, I, pronoun. Составил. Составил, past tense of the verb составляти, составлять, to make, compile, compose. Список. Spies okay, list, noun. Покупок. Покупок, genitive plural of the noun покупка. Покупа, purchase, buying. Key concept. The word. Список. Spies okay, can be used in various contexts, such as, shopping list, to-do list, or, guest list. 2. List, as a verb. Перечислит. Pronounced. Перечислит. This verb means, to list, to enumerate, or, to itemize. Example. Он перечислил все свои аргументы. Он перечислил все свои аргументы. This translates to, he listed all his arguments. Breakdown. On, he, pronoun. Перечислил. Перечислил, past tense of the verb перечислять, перечислять, to list, to enumerate. Все. Все, all, pronoun. Свой. Свой, his or her slash its own, possessive pronoun. Аргументы. Аргументы, arguments, noun. Key concept, the verb. Перечислить. Перечислить, is often used when referring to a detailed, or comprehensive list. Pronunciation guide. S, like, S, in, sun. Pair. P, like, P, in, pen. I, like, E, in, C. Or. O, like, O, in, go. Ka. K, like, K, in, kick. L. L, like, L, in, light. Te. T, like, T, in, time. Chair. CH, like, CH, in, chair. English translation. List, list, Russian translation. Spisak. Spies okay. The next word is wish. Hush hush. Я желаю тебе всего наилучшего. Breakdown. Я. I, pronoun, pronounced, я. Желаю. Wish, verb, present tense, pronounced, желаю. It can also be used in the past tense. Желаю. Pronounced, желаю, wished. And the future tense. Буду желать. pronounced Boodoo GLAT, will wish. Tibby. To you, pronoun, pronounced Tibby. Fsivo. Everything, pronoun, pronounced VSIVO. Nayuchiva. Best, adjective, pronounced Nayuchivaga. This is the superlative form of the adjective good or Haroshi. Pronounced Hararoshi, which literally means the most good. Uchu. Pronounced Lucy-H-she, better, can be used in sentences to compare, for example. Onuchu. Kimya. Pronounced on Lucy-H-she Kemya, he is better than me. Translation. I wish you all the best. Key concepts. This sentence demonstrates the use of the verb Julat, which is an irregular verb. It has different forms in the present, past and future tenses. Nayutshuva. This is a key word for expressing well wishes, and its meaning is similar to English best. Memorization tip. Remember the verb Julat. It has the same root as the English word desire. The next word is therefore. English. Therefore, the student went to the library to study. Russian. Поэтому. СТУДЕНТЕ ПОЩАЮ ЛВБЕ И БЕЛИОТЕ ЕКА УЧЕИТЕ ЕРЕСЯ. Поэтому. Student. Partial. V. Библиотеку. Учиться. Breakdown. Поэтому. Поэтому, therefore this word is an adverb that introduces a consequence or result of something stated previously. Remember, ПО is like a, for, or, because, ЭТОМУ is like, this, or, that, so it's, for this reason, or, because of this. Студент. Student, student, the masculine form of the word student, but both men and women are students in this context. The feminine form is студентка. Студентка. Пошёл. Partial, went, this is the masculine past tense of the verb идти. Итт, to go. There is no masculine, feminine, or neuter in English. V, in, or to, this preposition is used when you are moving toward something, or into something. Библиотеку. Библиотеку, library, this word is feminine so it has the U ending. Учиться. Учиться, to study, the infinitive is учит. Учит, which means to teach. Therefore. Поэтому. Поэтому. Student. Студент. Студент, went. Пошёл. Partial, to. V, library. Библиотеку. Библиотеку, study. Учиться. Учиться. The next word is where. The Russian sentence is. Он носит шляпу. Breakdown. Он. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case. This word is pronounced like the English word, on, but with a short, O, sound. Носит. Wears, verb, present tense, third person singular. Pronounced like, носит, with the, O, sound being closer to the, O, in, hot, than, bone. The ending ite is the third person singular present tense ending for verbs. Шляпу. Hat, noun, feminine, accusative case. Pronounced like шляпу, with the sh sound being the same as the English sh, and the liar sound like the lier in liar. The ending u in the accusative case is used for feminine nouns. This sentence means, he wears a hat. The word носить. To wear is a very common verb in Russian. It can be used with many different objects, such as clothes, jewelry, and even glasses. Variations of nasit include noshu. I wear, first person singular, present tense. Nosish. You wear, second person singular, present tense. Nosit. He slash she slash it wears, third person singular, present tense. Nosat. They wear, third person plural, present tense. Nasir. He slash she slash it wore, past tense, masculine singular. Nasira. She wore, past tense, feminine singular. Nasiri. They wore, past tense, plural. To practice, try to make sentences using other forms of nasit with different objects. English, where Russian nasit. Pronunciation, nosit. The next word is fund. The Russian sentences. Он финансирует свою компанию. Breakdown. Он. Он. He, pronoun. Nominative case finansирует. Finansирует. Finances, funds, verb, present tense, third person singular svou. Svou. His, her, its, their, possessive adjective companiu. Companiu. Company, noun, accusative case. Meaning, he funds his company. Key concepts. The verb finansировать. Financiervat. To finance, to fund, is used to describe the act of providing money for a project or business. The possessive adjective svou. Svou. His, her, its, their, agrees in gender and number with the noun companiu. Companiu. Company. The noun companiu. Companiu. Company is in the accusative case because it is the direct object of the verb finansирует. Financiует. Finances. Variations. Он финансирует свой business. He funds his business. Она финансирует свою поездку. She funds her trip. Они финансируют свой проект. They fund their project. Pronunciation. F-I-N-A-N-S-I-R-O-V-A-T-E-R-I. Финансировать. Финансировать свою. Свою. Свою компанию. 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 English-Russian translations. Fund. Финансировать. Финансировать. Company. Компания. Компания. The next word is rest. The word rest in Russian can be translated in a couple of ways, depending on the context. Let's start with the most common usage. To rest. Sentence. Я хочу отдохнуть от учебы. Breakdown. Я хочу. I want. This is the present tense of the verb. Хотеть. Котет. To want or to отдохнуть. 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 To rest. This is the infinitive form of the verb отдохнуть. От. От. From. This is a preposition учебу. Учебу. Учебы. Studies. This is the genitive case of the noun. Учеба. Учеба. Studies. English translation. I want to rest from studying. Pronunciation. Я. Я. Like the English word. Я. Хочу. caught you like photo. At the snoot. At the knut, like at the kh nut. At. At like at. Uchebu. Uchebi like uchebi. Key concept. In Russian, verbs have different endings depending on the subject and tense. The verb khachu. Khachu is in the present tense and is conjugated for the first person singular, I. The infinitive form of the verb is khatit. Khatet. Variations. The verb to rest can also be expressed with the verb adbukhat. Otdikhat. This verb is more commonly used in the present tense or past tense. For example, ya adbukhayu. I am resting. Ya adbukhau. I was resting. Word and pronunciation. Rest. Odbuch. Otdik, like otdik. The next word is what. The word, what, in English can be used in a variety of ways, including as an interrogative pronoun, asking about something, an interrogative adjective, describing something, or an exclamation, expressing surprise. Here is a Russian sentence using, what, as an interrogative pronoun. Что? Это? Pronounced, C-H-T-O-8-O. Что? Pronounced, C-H-T-O, is the Russian word for, what. It is an interrogative pronoun, and can be used to ask about things, people, places, or ideas. Это. Pronounced, Это, is the Russian word for, this, or, that, and is used in this sentence to indicate something nearby. Translation, what is this? Key concept. The Russian word order is subject-verb-object, meaning that the subject of the sentence, in this case, the thing being asked about, comes first, followed by the verb, and then the object, if there is one. This is different from English, where the word order is usually subject-object-verb. The next word is kid. The word, kid, can be used as a noun, or a verb. Let's look at it as a noun. Sentence. Ребенок, ребенок, сидит, сидит, на скамейке, скамейк. Breakdown. Ребенок, ребенок. Child, noun, pronounced as ребенок. Сидит, сидит. Sits, verb, pronounced as сидит. На. На. On, preposition, pronounced as на. Скамейки, скамейк. Bench, noun, pronounced as скамейки. Translation, the child sits on the bench. Important note. The word ребенок, ребенок, is gender specific, meaning it changes depending on whether it is a boy or girl. For a boy. Мальчик, мальчик. Boy, pronounced, мальчик, for a girl. Девочка, девочка. Girl, pronounced, девочка. Variations of the word kid. Ребята, ребята. Kids, plural, pronounced, ребята. Дети, дети. Children, plural, pronounced, дети. Let's practice using these words. Try writing a sentence using the words, kids, or, children, and then I will give you a breakdown, and translation. The next word is industry. Hash hash. Промышленность. Является. Важным. Сектором. Экономики. Breakdown. Промышленность. Промышленность, industry, noun, feminine, this is the key word. It represents the whole area of production and manufacturing. Является. Yavilayaretsya is verb, present tense, third person singular. This is the verb, to be, in the present tense, indicating the industry's importance. Vajnum. Vajnum, important, adjective, masculine. This describes the significance of industry to the economy. Sektorum. Sektorum, sector, noun, masculine. This word specifies a specific part of the economy, highlighting that industry is one of several contributing components. Economici. Economici, economy, noun, feminine. This word designates the overall system of production, distribution, and consumption of goods and services in a country. Translation. Industry is an important sector of the economy. Variations. Promyshlennyy. Promyshlennyy, industrial, adjective. Promyshlennik. Promyshlennik, industrialist, noun, masculine. Promyshlennitsa. Promyshlennitsa, industrialist, noun, feminine. Key concepts. This sentence emphasizes the importance of industry to a country's economic well-being. The word industry is a broad term, encompassing a wide range of production activities. The use of the singular form, sector, indicates the many different sectors that contribute to the economy. Memorization tip. Think of industry as a busy, productive place, like a factory. The Russian word Promyshlennost sounds similar to the English word promotion, suggesting the growth and development associated with industry. The next word is education. #. Obrazovanie is a key concept in Russian. It is an uncountable noun, meaning it doesn't have a plural form. The sentence. Obrazovanie. Является. Важным. Аспектом. Жизни. Breakdown. Образование. Pronounced. Образование. Education. Является. Pronounced. Является. Is present tense, third person singular of. Boot. To be. Vajnum. Pronounced. Vajnum, important, adjective, masculine nominative singular. Aspectum. Pronounced. Aspectum, aspect, masculine nominative singular. Zhizni. Pronounced. Zhizni, life, feminine genitive singular. Translation. Education is an important aspect of life. Helpful tip. Remember that the Russian word for is Yavlyaitsa. Not simply yeast, which means to eat. It is also important to notice how the endings of adjectives change depending on the gender and number of the noun they modify. Key concepts. Uncountable nouns. In Russian, uncountable nouns like education are treated as singular. Gender agreement. Russian adjectives must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. In this case, vajnum agrees with aspectum, which is masculine singular. Cases. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. Here, zhizni is in the genitive case, which is used after prepositions like in, and, ne, on. Variations. The word obrazovanie can also be used as a verb. Obrazovivat, to educate, and obrazovatsya, to be educated. English translation. Education is an important aspect of life. The next word is measure. The Russian sentence is измерить температуру воды. breakdown. Izmirti. Imperative verb, meaning measure, pronounced Izmeritai. Temperaturu. Noun, meaning temperature, pronounced temperatiooru. Vodu. Noun, meaning water, pronounced vadi. The sentence means measure the temperature of the water. Key concepts. The imperative verb izmirti is used to give a command. It is formed by adding the ending irite to the stem of the verb. The noun temperaturu is in the accusative case, which is used for the direct object of a verb. The noun vodu is in the genitive case, which is used to show possession or belonging. Variations of the word izmirit. Izmiril. Past tense, masculine singular, pronounced izmeril. Izmirila. Past tense, feminine singular, pronounced izmerila. Izmirili. Past tense, plural, pronounced izmerili. Izmirayu. Present tense, singular, pronounced izmerayu. Translation of words. Izmiriti. Measure. Temperaturu. Temperature. Vodu. Water. The next word is serve. The word serve in English has several meanings in Russian, depending on the context. Here's an example using the meaning of to serve, as in providing food or drink. Sentence. Официант. Hi, официант. Обслужу. Hi, обслужу. NISPERIKRISNO. / Hi. Breakdown. Официант. Официант. This is the noun, waiter, in Russian. It refers to the person who serves food and drinks in a restaurant. Обслужу. Обслужил. This is the past tense, masculine singular form of the verb to serve. Обслуживать. Обслуживать. It indicates that the waiter served the customers. Нас. Нас. This is the accusative case of the pronoun we, which is the object of the verb. Обслужу. Served us. Прекрасно. Прекрасно. This is an adverb meaning beautifully or perfectly. It modifies the verb. Обслужу. Served beautifully or served perfectly. Translation. The waiter served us perfectly. Key concepts. Gender in Russian nouns. Russian nouns have gender, and the gender of the noun determines the ending of adjectives, pronouns, and verbs that agree with it. In this example, the noun официант is masculine, so the verb обслужу has a masculine ending. Case in Russian nouns and pronouns. Russian nouns and pronouns change their form depending on their function in the sentence. In this example, the pronoun нас is in the accusative case because it is the direct object of the verb. Adverbs in Russian. Adverbs in Russian typically end in o or ye and modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. Variations. The verb обслуживать can also mean to service, as in servicing a car. The word обслуживание обслуживание is the noun form of the verb and means service. English pronunciation. Официант. Официанти. Обслужу. Обслужил. Нас. Нас. Прекрасно. Прекрасно. English translation. Официант. Waiter. Обслужу. Served. Нас. Us. Прекрасно. perfectly. The next word is likely. The word likely in English expresses probability. In Russian, this can be conveyed in a few ways, but a common one is using the word вероятно. Pronounced вероятно. Here is a sentence using вероятно. Вероятно. Завтра будет дождь. Вероятно. Завтра будет дождь. This translates to it is likely to rain tomorrow. Breakdown. Вероятно. Вероятно, likely. Завтра. Завтра, tomorrow. Будет. Будет, will be. Дождь. Дождь, rain. Key concept. In Russian, the word order is often more flexible than in English. We could also say дождь. Вероятно. Будет завтра. Дождь. Вероятно, будет завтра. The meaning remains the same. Variations. The word вероятно is often used in formal contexts. In informal speech, you might hear наверное, наверно, or возможно. Возможно, instead, the verb будет. Будет is the future tense of the verb to be. Pronunciation tips. The stress is always on the first syllable of вероятно. Вероятно. The Y sound in вероятно is similar to the Y in yes. The MH sound in дождь is similar to the S in vision. English/Russian translation. Likely. Вероятно. Вероятно. The next word is certainly. The word certainly in Russian is конечно. Pronounced конечно. Here is a sample sentence. English. Certainly, I can help you with that. Russian. Конечно. Я могу вам помочь с этим. Конечно, я могу вам помочь с этим. Let's break down the sentence. Конечно. Конечно, certainly. Я могу. Могу, can, present tense, first person singular. Вам, you, dative case, referring to the person being addressed. Помочь, to help, infinitive form. С, with, этим. Этим, this, instrumental case, referring to the task. Key concepts. Case endings. In Russian, nouns and pronouns change their endings depending on their function in the sentence. This is called case. In the example, вам is in the dative case, indicating that the person addressed is the recipient of the help. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs change their endings based on the subject, tense, and mood. In the example, могу. Могу is conjugated in the present tense, first person singular. Variations of конечно. Конечно. Конечно же. Конечно же, certainly, more emphatic. Да, конечно. Да, конечно, yes, certainly. English translation. Конечно. Конечно, certainly. The next word is national. This is a great word to start with. National is used to describe something that belongs to or relates to a particular nation. Let's see how it works in a Russian sentence. Национальное. Галерея. Хранит. Множество. Ценных. Artin. Breakdown. Nationale. Naughty symbol 361, S small cap, I stress O-N-A, letter 2B9, Niji, national, adjective, this word refers to something belonging to a nation. Here, it describes the gallery. Remember the J sound at the end is a soft Y sound. You could also say Nationale. Naughty symbol 361, S small cap, I stress O-N-A, letter 2B9, N small cap, I-J, which is the masculine form. Gallery. Letter 261, turned A-L small cap, I stress E-G, gallery, noun, a place where art is displayed. This is a feminine noun, and ends in a soft sign. Mark is knack. Hranit. Extra stress and small cap it, holds, keeps, verb, this is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, to hold. This word is a little tricky. Make sure you use the stress on the first syllable, and keep in mind the h is silent in Russian, and the kh sound is similar to the ch sound in Bach. Множество. Stress MRS small cap IST far, many, a lot of, pronoun, this word is used to describe a large quantity. It can be used with both singular and plural nouns. Pay attention to the ZH sound and the F at the end. Cennych. Stressed Senen small cap IX, valuable, adjective, this describes the paintings and is in the plural form. Pay attention to the soft N sound and the KH sound. Cartin. Car stressed E mod JIN, paintings, noun, this is the plural form of the word, painting. This is a feminine noun, the final N will be pronounced with a soft N sound, as if it was a NY sound. Translation. The National Gallery holds many valuable paintings. Key concept. This sentence showcases the use of the adjective national to describe something that belongs to a nation. It also uses a feminine noun in the sentence. The next word is itself. The word itself in English is a reflexive pronoun. Reflexive pronouns refer back to the subject of the sentence. In Russian, the reflexive pronoun is себя, pronounced себя. It is used in all genders, numbers, and cases, and is not declined. It is often used with verbs, especially verbs of motion. Here is a Russian sentence that uses the reflexive pronoun. Себя. Кошка сама помыла себя. Translation. The cat washed itself. Breakdown. Кошка. Кошка, the cat, feminine noun, nominative case, singular. Сама. Сама, itself, feminine pronoun, nominative case, singular. Помыла. Помыла, washed, past tense, feminine, singular. Себя. Себя, itself, reflexive pronoun. Key concepts: reflexive pronouns are used to indicate that the action of the verb is performed by the subject on itself. Себя is the reflexive pronoun in Russian, and is used in all genders, numbers, and cases. Word pronunciation. Себя. Себя. Сама. Сама. Помыла. Помыла. Кошка. Кошка. English translation. Itself. Себя. Себя. The next word is up. The word up in English can have many meanings and uses, depending on the context. In Russian, there is no one direct equivalent to the word up, as the concept is often expressed differently depending on the context. Here is a sentence using the concept of up in Russian. Солнце поднимается вверх. Breakdown. Солнце. Pronounced. Солнце, с son, this is the subject of the sentence, the thing that is doing the action. Поднимается. Pronounced. Поднимается, this is the verb, indicating the action of rising, going upwards. It is in the present tense, third person singular, referring to a single subject, the son. This verb incorporates the concept of up within its meaning. Вверх. Pronounced. Вверх, upwards, this is an adverb, adding to the verb, emphasizing the direction of movement. Sentence translation. The sun rises upwards. Important points to note. In this case, вверх is not essential for understanding the concept of up. The verb поднимается already conveys the meaning of rising. The Russian word вверх can also mean upward or high up. English, Russian word equivalents and pronunciation. Up. Вверх. Pronounced. Вверх, sun. Солнце. Pronounced. Солнце, rise. Поднимается. Pronounced. Поднимается. The next word is teach. The sentences. Преподаватель учит студентов. Breakdown. Преподаватель. Преподаватель. This is the noun, teacher. This is the masculine form. There is a feminine form. Преподавательница. Преподаватель. Knights are. Учит. Учит. This is the verb, teaches. This is the third person singular, present tense form of the verb. Учит. Учит. This verb is also used for, to learn, the only difference being the preposition. For example, Я учу английский язык. Я учу английский язык means, I am learning the English language. Студентов. Student of, this is the noun, students. This is the plural form of the noun. Студент. Student, which is masculine. There is a feminine form. Студентка. Студентка. Translation. The teacher teaches the students. English translation and pronunciation of words. Teach. Учит. Учит. Students. Студенты. Student I, teacher. Преподаватель. Преподаватель. The next word is field. The word field in English has many meanings. It can refer to a grassy area, a space for a sport, a field of study, or even a field of work. Let's look at a Russian sentence using the word поле. Pronounced поле, which means field in the sense of a grassy area. Russian. На поле росла трава. Pronounced. На поле росла трава. Breakdown. На. Pronounced на. This is a preposition meaning on or in. It's used to indicate a location. Поле. Pronounced поле. This means field. Росла. Pronounced росла. This is the past tense of the verb to grow and is in the feminine singular form. Трава. Pronounced трава. This means grass. Translation. Grass was growing in the field. Key concept. The Russian word поле is a noun, and it is in the nominative case because it is the subject of the sentence. Variations. The word поле can be used in other contexts, for example, футбольное поле. Pronounced football, no поле, football field. Поле битвы. Pronounced поле битвы, battlefield. Pronunciation. Поле. Pronounced поле. Трава. pronounced trava. The next word is security. The word security in English can translate to several different words in Russian, depending on the context. Here is an example sentence with the word безопасность. Pronounced безопасность, used in the context of physical safety. Безопасность. Городе. Очень. Важна. Breakdown. Безопасность. Безопасность. This is the noun, security, in the nominative case. V. This is the preposition, in. Городе. Городе. This is the noun, city, in the prepositional case. Notice the ending on the word changed, it is now. Yeah. Remember that the prepositional case is used when talking about location, or position, and is used with prepositions like V, N, Na, and O. O. Очень. Очень. This is the adverb, very. Важна. Важна, this is the adjective, important, in the feminine singular form. The adjective is agreeing in gender and number with the noun. Безопасность. Безопасность. Translation. Security in the city is very important. Important points. Pay attention to the ending of the noun. Город. Город, to indicate the case. Also, pay attention to the gender and number of the adjective. Важна. Важна. Word variations. The noun. Безопасность. Безопасность is a feminine noun. English, Russian. Security. Безопасность. Безопасность. The next word is air. The Russian sentence is воздух свежий и чистый. Breakdown. Воздух. Воздух, this is the noun for air in Russian. It is masculine, so the adjective свежий. Fresh will also be masculine. Свежий. Свежий, this is the adjective fresh in Russian. It is masculine to agree with the noun. Воздух. И. И, this is the conjunction, and, in Russian. Чистый. Чистый, this is the adjective, clean, in Russian. It is masculine to agree with the noun. Воздух. Translation. The air is fresh and clean. Variations. Воздух. Can also refer to atmosphere, as in Earth's atmosphere. Свежий. Can also be used to describe other things that are fresh, like bread, food, or the outdoors. Чистый. Can also be used to describe things that are clean, like water, hands, or a room. Pronunciation guide. Воздух. Воздух, the V is like the V in very. The O is like the O in hot. The Z is like the Z in zoo. The D is like the D in day. The UK sounds like OOK in look. Свежий. Свежий, the S is like the S in sun. The V is like the V in very. The esh sounds like esh in fresh. The I sounds like e in sea. I. E, the I sounds like the I in machine. Чистый. Чистый, the ch sounds like the ch in chair. The is sounds like the is in this. The ti sounds like t in tree. English, Air Russian. Воздух. Воздух. The next word is benefit. The sentence is ete a pero gera emem a peri en yes yote emen o ge o pe o el yerize yer lo beshta yes te ve u. Here is the breakdown. Eta. Pronoun state are, this. This is the feminine nominative form of the demonstrative pronoun ete or te. Etat. Etat, which is used to refer to a singular feminine noun. Programma. Pronounced programma, program. This is a feminine noun, and in this sentence it is in the nominative case. Preinsert. Pronounced preinsert, will bring. This is the third person singular future tense of the verb preinsere. Preinsti. Preinsti, to bring, to deliver, to yield. Mnoga. Pronounced mnoga, much, many. This is an indeclinable adjective, and it modifies the noun. Pozu. Pozu. Pronounced polzai, benefit, advantage. This is the genitive case of the feminine noun. Poza. Polza. This is a common form used after the preposition delia. Dla. Delia, which means, for. The genitive case is often used to show possession, but is also used after prepositions. Remember, the genitive case is used to answer the question, whose, or, of what. Obshistvu. Pronounced obshistvu, to society. This is the dative case of the noun. Obshistva. Obshistvo, which means, society. It is in the dative case, because it is the indirect object of the verb. Preinsert. The dative case can be used to show the recipient, or beneficiary of an action. English translation. This program will bring much benefit to society. Word breakdown. Eta. Eta, this. Programma. Programma, program. Preinsert. Preinsert, will bring. Mnoga. Mnoga, much, many. Pozu. Polzai, benefit, advantage. Obshistvu. Obshistvu, to society. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns, feminine nouns, third person singular future tense, indeclinable adjectives, genitive case, dative case. The next word is trade. The Russian sentences. Торговля с Китаем процветает. Breakdown. Торговля. Pronounced. Торговля, this is the noun form of the verb. Торговать. To trade. It is the subject of the sentence, and means, trade. С. Pronounced. S, this is a preposition meaning, with. Китаем. Pronounced. Китаем, the noun. Китай. China, in the instrumental case, which is used to indicate the instrument, or means by, which an action is performed. It acts as the object of the preposition. С. Процветает. Pronounced. Процветает, this is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb. Процветать. To flourish. It is the predicate of the sentence. Meaning, trade with China is flourishing. Variations. You could replace Китаем with another country or region to talk about trade with that place. The verb процветать can also be used to describe other things that are flourishing, such as businesses or relationships. Pronunciation guide. Торговля. Colon. Торговля. С. Colon. С. Китаем. Colon. Китаем. Процветает. Colon. Процветает. English translation. Trade, pronounced. Trade, Russian translation. Targovia. Pronounced Togovilaya. The next word is risk. Hash hash. Risk. Nifsigda pravdivaitsigda. Risk. Nivisagdara pravdivitsabja. Breakdown. Risk. Risk. This is the noun form of the word risk, and is pronounced like riesk. It is in the nominative case, making it the subject of the sentence. Nie. Not. This is the negative particle, pronounced as nie. Всегда. Always. This word signifies that something happens consistently. It is pronounced as visegda. Оправдывает. Justifies. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb оправдывать, to justify, pronounced as оправдывает. Сигра. Itself. This is the reflexive pronoun in the accusative case, meaning itself. It is pronounced as себя. Meaning. The sentence means, risk does not always justify itself. Key concept. This sentence uses a simple present tense form of the verb, to justify. The sentence also includes a reflexive pronoun, which is used to indicate that the action of the verb affects the subject itself. Variations. Risk of what? To risk. This is the verb form of the word, risk. Pronounced as riskomat. Riskovanny. Risky. This is the adjective form of the word risk. Pronounced as riskovanny. Translation. Risk. 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 Justify. Оправдывать. Оправдывать.